Belarus says it wants the European Union to take in 2,000 migrants. The president's spokeswoman says in exchange, officials in Minsk will send 5,000 others back to their countries to fix the crisis on the Polish border. In the last 24 hours, hundreds of stranded Iraqis have boarded the first repatriation flight since the Poland-Belarus border crisis began. Speaking before Belarus's offer, European Union Commissioner for Home Affairs Ylvar Johansson denounced Belarus's handling of the situation and said fresh sanctions imposed by the EU on Belarus are having an impact.
Few people expected half a year ago that the Belarus regime would instrumentalize people in an act of state-sponsored migrant smuggling. We've never seen this before. Fresh sanctions and cooperation to stop flights to Minsk are our most effective tools in this struggle. And I'm very happy to tell you our outreach to airline companies and to third countries are now bearing fruits, and arrivals to Minsk are decreasing significantly.
At least 11 people have died in recent months at the Poland-Belarus border, as the migrants who have chosen to remain face freezing temperatures. I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.